This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election, is signaling that he plans to move quickly to build out his government. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We cannot repair the economy, restore our vitality, or relish life's most precious moments.
The first focus for the president-elect is the coronavirus pandemic.
Until we get it under control.
Biden has named former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy and former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner David Kessler as co-chairs of his coronavirus working group.
That plan will be built on bedrock science.
Transition officials say Biden will also launch agency review teams this week, staffers with access to key agencies in the current administration to help smooth the transfer of power. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And after days of shying away from commenting on America's presidential election, world leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, tender congratulations to Joe Biden after Pennsylvania's vote results made him the projected winner. Among the first world leaders to react to Biden's projected win was Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, saying Canada and the United States enjoy an extraordinary relationship, one that is unique on the world stage. Our shared geography, common interests, deep personal connections, and strong economic ties make us close friends, partners, and allies. Germany's Merkel said that she was looking forward to future cooperation between the two countries, adding that our transatlantic friendship is irreplaceable if we are to master the great challenges of our time. And Britain's Boris Johnson said in a statement that the U.S. is our most important ally, and I look forward to working closely together on our shared priorities from climate change to trade and security. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea has congratulated Democrat Joe Biden for his victory over U.S. President Donald Trump. And what was a contentious election for the U.S. presidency, the South Korean president Moon Jae-in sent out brief messages on his social media accounts Sunday expressing support for the former U.S. vice president and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. Separately, the South Korean foreign affairs minister says that they will meet with the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for previously scheduled talks in Washington Monday. It's unclear how the election will affect those discussions, which Seoul says will largely focus on North Korean denuclearization. Under the Trump administration, relations between Seoul and Washington were strained over issues like the cost of stationing thousands of American soldiers on the peninsula. However, President Trump and Moon found common cause in engaging Pyongyang and together accomplished unprecedented diplomatic achievements, including three face-to-face meetings with North's ruler, Kim Jong-un. Some observers expect the under Biden's leadership, much of the bilateral tension could be eased, but inroads with North Korea gained during Mr. Trump's single term might also be lost. Hundreds of protesters gathered Sunday to support a call by opposition parties for a rerun of parliamentary elections held October 31st. Protesters say the elections were not free and fair. And Georgian police fired water cannon and tear gas at protesters, some of whom threw stones at police. Police said the protesters tried to storm the building housing Georgia's Central Election Commission. They're demanding the resignation of the chief of the commission as well as fresh elections. According to the official results, the ruling Georgian Dream Party won about 48% of the vote. The largest opposition party, the United National Movement, took 27%. After the result gave the ruling party the right to form a government, eight opposition parties, including the UNM, said they would boycott parliament. Police in Belarus detained dozens of anti-government demonstrators who gathered for the 13th consecutive Sunday of protest to call for the resignation of the president, Alexander Lukashenko. They are also calling for a new election amid unprecedented public resistance following a disputed election in August. A human rights group released a list of 328 people that, according to the group, were detained by security forces on November 8th. The arrests were made in the capital and other cities. The group said some of the detainees were later released. Again, more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. And more.